Okay, so you were in Aberdeen at the North Sound Business Dinner and you spoke about your history in working with the High Streets, and you got the chance to go down Union Street, our main street, and you posted some of your thoughts on Twitter. Kind of, if you can, round up for us what you thought as you walked down Union Street.
Well, I mean, apart from the beautiful architecture, it was it just felt very sad that here was this huge street that was once obviously thriving that just felt like it had been neglected. What was there was the mix of types of shops and retail that just felt that they were, you know, filling in for what was, from according to a lot of people that I spoke to, had been historically a thriving great high street. And it just felt that what has happened is that there hasn't been given a clear vision or a real structure and thought to what the high street should be for Aberdeen. I just looked at what was happening and the mix of retail and the shops that were boarded up and the amount of charity shops and the pound shops. And it didn't need me to be interviewing anyone to understand that this was a street that was feeling very neglected.
And obviously a massive topic here in Aberdeen is the building of Marshall Square, which is at the end of Union Street and opposite Marshall College, the big grand granite building. What's your thoughts on that, replacing shops on the High Street with these big shopping centres?
First of all, I had no idea that this was going on. So I walked up to the top and saw this big building site and asked some people what it was. And they said, oh, that's going to be a new centre being built. And it just, to me, well, it didn't make sense. Why would you be building something that's brand new out of the main thoroughfare off Union Street when you have got empty shops and a whole road of beautiful granite buildings, indigenous granite buildings that are part of the architecture and the culture of Aberdeen? Why would you do that? That's the question I have. I haven't spoken to anyone on the council. I haven't spoken to anyone any more than this, but I would be asking that question if I was a local taxpayer, a resident, or any stakeholder in that town.
So what would you suggest then that should be done about Aberdeen's Union Street? What would you like to see there?
Well, I would love to see that back and thriving. There should be absolutely no reason. If you are building a mall, you are saying that there are people here who want to come outside their homes and shop, or they want to socialise, they want to have coffee shops, they want to go to the cinema. Fine, if that's the need, then use the spaces that you have. Use the brownfield sites, use the places that have been there for years. Because what's the alternative for that, if that's going to be the case? Why would you displace the High Street for building something completely new? It just, to me, doesn't make economical sense. It doesn't make social sense. And from what I've seen and the response of the people in Aberdeen, it's something they don't want either.